Here comes another outside the box, comparing people and presidents. Today's topic is leadership traits. I've noticed there's a huge difference between the last president, Joe Biden, and the current guy in the White House. Of course, many of their policies are different, but there's more to it than that. Joe didn't seem to seek the limelight as much, whereas the new guy wants to talk about every idea on his list all the time. To me, Joe seemed pretty low-key, whereas I would call the current president high-key, since he wants to be the center of attention, always. I think there's too much to decide for one person as president. I support 3 to 9 people doing the job, but whether 1 or 9, these are a few of the traits I would support for a president. Someone, 1, whose background and experience is of the people, who grew up without a lot of privilege or none at all. 2, who identifies primarily as female. Men have had their chance for 240 years and it's time for a change. 3, who we can all trust. No lies, no exaggerations, no manipulations, no BS. 4, who's willing to acknowledge and take responsibility for mistakes, because no one is perfect. 5, who has compassion and cares about every person, whether the president agrees with them or not. 6, who shirks the limelight, but actively promotes issues that benefit the vast majority, if not everyone, in the country, especially those with the greatest need. And 7, who redistributes power to many others rather than seizing it for themselves. And of course, this is just a sampling. In general, a president should be compassionate and caring, dependable, responsible, and trustworthy. Unfortunately, what we have now is just the opposite. But a lot of the public don't seem to care about these traits. They're influenced by a so-called cult of personality. They want excitement, uncertainty, the thrill of someone who doesn't seem to know what he's doing. Someone whose day-to-day decisions have been described as, quote, arbitrary and capricious, end quote. Someone who makes headlines every day, thanks to the media for that. Someone who tries some crazy idea one day, then takes it back the next. Someone who's so full of himself that he thinks he's doing a perfect job, even while people get fired or lose jobs, get deported, lose health care coverage, and die. It might be an entertainment spectacle, but not good government. I hope issues do not disappear or take a backseat to personalities. I'm afraid future presidents will all need to be seen as charismatic, no matter what crazy good or crazy bad ideas they're spouting. I hope truth still means something to voters, even if many of us can't trust what currently comes out of the White House. I hope there are candidates who care about what the public thinks, not just what their advisors or big campaign donors have to say. I hope we can find women who can combine different ideas into a policy that meets the needs of many or everyone. I hope they can be vulnerable and downright humble. I hope they can be accepting of all points of view, even if some have to be rejected because of the harm caused, especially by those with little power. I hope the person can be an introvert, because then they're respected for their ideas and caring about others more than their personality. I don't expect to support a campaign for any candidate for U.S. president, but a few I might be willing to vote for if, big if, they were candidates. Eleanor Roosevelt, Emma Goldman, Malala Yousafzai, not quite old enough, Dolly Parton, Alice Walker, Dolores Huerta, Frances Perkins, and Jacinda Ardern. Who? More on Ardern in a future outside the box. What do you think should be the positive qualities of a president or a policymaker? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing we had national elected officials we could actually trust and respect.